Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I, Joseph, the son of Samuel, the son of fortune, appointed myself scribe in the tabernacle of Imani.
Okay, talk to
them. And that which I saw and heard, I wrote in a book. And that which I kept in a book, Tony the physician, the son of Leech, captured in pictures. In the third year of the reign of Barack, the son of Obama, the king whose wife was of the daughters of Cush, in that same year I looked, and darkness covered the earth, and gross darkness covered the people. And there was a famine in the land, and it was not a famine for bread, but it was a famine to hear the word of the Lord. And I heard a voice that said unto me, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And just then I saw in what appeared to be a vision, a temple with rounds and rounds and rounds. And every round went higher and higher and higher. And there sat at each round a prophet with his sword drawn. And the rounds went up and up into a great white cloud. And there sat in that cloud and upon a throne one that looks like unto the Son of Man. And he shouted and said with a loud voice, come up higher, come up higher. And when he shouted, the prophets echoed, come up higher, come up higher. And they break forth in the same refrain, break off thy sins with righteousness and come up higher. And I said unto one of the prophets, what meaneth these rounds? And the one that sat upon the throne said, this is Imani. And the prophets that thou seest, these are my shepherds for my people. And the rounds that thou seest, this is the church. And the name of the first shepherd was Marcel the whip. And he whooped them day and night and shouted, you go up higher. And the name of the second was Curtis the fox, a man of deep thought, few words, and hard sayings. And the name of the third was David the Richardson. And he shouted louder than all of those that were before him. A higher level. A higher level. Next level, he shouted. And there was with him, those that stood with him, was Drummond the New Yorker and Brian the Jamaican. And their voice echoed throughout Moreno Valley. And on the fourth round, there stand Mark the Raphael. And he shouted, repent and be baptized, every one of you, if you will ever go up higher. And all the people repented and were baptized. And I call his name Raphael the Baptist to this day. And on the next round stood, woe is Sue. And what woe is Sue shouted, the people understood not. Then cometh King George, whose anger was kindled so much so that he attempted to rend his coat. And his wife Germaine shouted, George, George, rend not your garment. For this reason I have placed buttons on thy coat. And King George undid his coat and said, isn't this Imani? Is Imani not the child of my old age, the birthing of my loins, the product of my stripes? Touch Imani, and you have touched the apple of my eyes. And the fury of King George caused woe is Sue to fly swift and far. And the king calleth upon the prophet that sat on the third rung, and he said, David, the son of Richardson, come hither. And then the refrain was renewed. The next level. The next level. And during these days, the earth moved in the south. And tidings from the north and the east and the west caused the heart of many to go cold. And the ice melted in the North Pole and in the south. And hailstorms buried New York. And lands were covered with great flood. And the winds raged. And I heard the voice of the one that sat on the throne say, "Time will be no longer. Let him that is filthy be filthy still, and let the righteousness of Imani shine forth. Behold, I will do a new thing, and I will come to pass that which I spoke by Joel the prophet. Your young men shall dream dreams, and your daughters shall prophesy." And I beheld, and at the next level stood, and at the left one stood at the next level. And I beheld a woman of fine countenance. And great was the rejoicing in the temple at Imani. And the woman amongst them laid out an office which they did not for anyone else. Then spake he that sat upon the throne, "Andrea, the trusted king, I have made thee a watchwoman, and I have called thee from the womb of thy mother and the loins of thy father. Before thou wast conceived, I have called thee to lead this people at Imani. And that which the whip did not see, and that which the fox merely dreamed, and that which Richardson the rich longed for, and Raphael the Baptist only saw in vision, that which my people understood not by Woesu, call I you to do. Bring them up, Andrea, bring them up to a higher level. Amen. Preach the word in season and out of season. Amen. Whether they will hear or whether they would forbear, I have given unto you the tongue of the learned and the spirit of the prophet, and I will be with you," Andrea shouted the voice. "For time will be no longer. My bags are packed and I'm ready to come, Andrea." And all Imani rose up and did the biddings of the Lord under the reign of Andrea, the trusted king. Then said I, of a truth, God is no respecter of persons. Neither Jew nor Gentile, born nor free, male nor female. But whosoever will do his will, him he will use. And it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, shall these things be done through Andrea, the trusted king.
Amen. Our children's choir. Amen. This morning we're going to sing Wade in the Water, and this goes to Pastor King for African History Month, African American History Month.
Thank you. This moment reminds me of the children of Israel. They had come to a place where it was time for movement, time for advancement, time to go over and to conquer. It was time for God, for children of Israel, not only to wade in the water, but for God to make an appearance and do something very special through his visible leader. And it says here, as we get ready to pray, recognizing this moment, and it came to pass when Joshua was by the Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite with him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" So he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped him and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, or Andrea, "Take your sandals off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." Amen. And Joshua and Andrea did so. Let us stand for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. And God, you know all things because you are the Alpha and the Omega. You know from whence each and every single one of us have come. From the moment of our birth to this place right now as a collective group of people. You know that the journey has not been easy, oh God. Individually and collectively, the journey has been hard. The pilgrimage has been hard, but yet, God, you sustained us through the power of your breath. You've sustained us, oh God, and have allowed us to find respite under the shadow of your almighty wings. You've brought us to such a place, oh God, because it's time to make a move. You don't want us to just survive, but you want us to have life and to have it more abundantly. You don't want us to save and to preach and to teach but a few, but you want us to evangelize the entire valley. Because your grace and your plan for salvation is just that big. Your bus is big enough, oh God, that everyone can have a seat and everyone can sit in the front. You want us to go out to the whosoever's. So, Father God, we need a vision that's big enough for the whosoever's. We need a visible leader that can see the invisible leader and understand that the invisible leader is big enough for every whosoever. Can handle not only every whosoever, but every whatsoever that comes attached with every whosoever. Oh, Father God, speak a word in our hearts today. Because we have been looking down and looking around, but you come today to tell your Joshua, your Andrea, don't sweat it and don't be afraid, because the battle is not yours, but it is mine. Follow me and tell the people to follow you, because you have already won the battle. You already know how you're going to bring us through. All we have to do is just look up. Look up. Look up. Because if we look up, we will see the real captain of the Lord's host, high and lifted up, seated at the right hand of his Father. And everything on this earth, everything that the devil would throw against us would just grow strangely dim. Father God, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of those times when we've murmured, when we've lost faith, when we've lost a vision. Forgive us of those times when we might have put the building and the land ahead of the people. Father God, Lord, you know all things. You know that when you called us, God, we were a mess. You know that. But God, you also knew when you called us what you could do with us when we got sick and tired of being sick and tired. All of our ability has been brought to naught, God. So we are at the place of brokenness, but that is the place just where you want us to be, because God, you're going to build us up. In our brokenness, we're going to reach out to you and hold on to your completeness. Even right now, your Holy Spirit is hovering over our hearts, preparing the way for when the King of Kings speaks. Just like you did over the void that was the earth. Speak, oh God. Speak to your servant and give her the ability to reproduce your words to us. Help us to follow, God. We may not always agree. But that doesn't mean, oh God, that we have to be disagreeable. We may not always understand, but God, in our lack of understanding, which is about 99.9% of the time, oh God, let us trust in you, leaning not to our own understanding. Father God, right now, pour out a double portion of your Spirit on our new pastor. Father, and then, oh God, fill her cup that it would run over and touch and bless the leadership. We ask for a fresh anointing. We ask for fresh fire, oh God. We ask for fresh vision, oh God. We ask for a fresh start. Jesus, do what only you can do. Show up, Jesus, and show out. Kick the devil's teeth in. Kick the devil's teeth in, oh God. And bless Imani. But don't bless us, oh God, so that we can say that we are first or that we are growing. Bless us so that our other sister churches can know that the God of Israel is still doing miracles. That the God of Israel still shows up and makes the last to become first and the first to be last. That the God of Israel still topples over the strong and the mighty and exalts the humble and the weak. Show up, oh God. Show up, because the world needs to know that you are God. It is still my Father's world. It is still your world, the cattle on a thousand hills. Show up, oh God. Be exalted and glorified through the ministry of your manservant. And let this place on the corner of Indian Iris truly become a house of prayer for all people in all nations. Brother Pia said last week when I was talking with him, and he was in the yard, he said he wanted to turn the yard, turn the property into a Garden of Eden. Oh, Father God, turn this church into a Garden of Eden. That every soul that is broken would come to this place when they are in Moreno Valley, because they know that this place is good for the healing of the nations. We glorify your name today, oh Father God. We praise your name. We show honor to your woman servant. We show honor to her family. But oh God, let no one get it twisted. We show honor to you. We show honor to you, O King of Kings. We show honor to you, O Lamb of God. We show honor to you, our help and our hope and our Redeemer, our strength. We show honor to you, the ladder between man and the Father God. We show honor to you. Oh, Father God, we glorify your Son. We ask for your Holy Spirit to come and touch each and every one. Right now, oh God, you are our hope and our strength. You are the one that holds darkness at bay. Be glorified and lifted up in this service. Bind up the broken pieces, oh Father God. Bind up the broken pieces. And recreate each and every single one of us in the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We ask these things in his name. Let the people of God say amen.
Representing the women's ministry, Pastor Andrea King. On behalf of women's ministry, we want to first of all welcome you.
Yes.
And your reputation precedes you. I have heard of your anointed spirit, that you have led many women to understand God's ministry in their lives. And we look forward to your shared talent here at Imani. We know that you could have been anywhere, but you've come here to bless us. So we welcome you, and we have some gifts to help you in your journey here at Imani. And I have helpers here to present these. We have a wonder file to help you with your organization, and you're probably very good at that already. We have a journal to help you reportedly keep track of your unruly saints. We have a box here that contains messages of encouragement and thoughts from your congregation. Did you want to say? Also, a final gift from the women's ministry at this time are the office supplies used in redecorating and making your office beautiful.
Amen.
It looks wonderful. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
that again. Lord, you made the way.
under the direction of Sister Wanda McGlover. Come on now. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Powerful. Praise the Lord. I want to just take a few moments and just give some recognition to those who could not be here today. I wanted to send a letter of confirmation and support of the ministry of Pastor Andrea King. Some of you ought to say amen. This is from Pastor Curtis Fox. Dear chairpersons, let me join a short list of privileged pastors that were called to serve the wonderful church family of Imani Praise Fellowship of Seventh-day Adventists in offering a very special welcome to his newly appointed pastor, Pastor Andrea King. Today is a good day. Did you hear him? A woman of God called and set apart for the work of ministry now is his chief shepherd. Pastor King is a gifted leader with a powerful anointing. It is without doubt that she will be used of God to make a great contribution to the spiritual prosperity of God's church in Moreno Valley. Somebody ought to say amen. My wife and I wish her God's blessing and continued anointing as she gives herself to God's use and encourage each member to give great support to her ministry. May God bless you all. Pastor Curtis A. Fox. Pastor Andrea Trustee King, greetings to you, your husband Lauren, and Jonathan. My wife Irene and I are fervently praying for the Lord's Spirit on you as you accept this new assignment of leading the people of God in Moreno Valley and the surrounding areas. We do pray that it gives you an abundant harvest of souls and that you may have a Pentecost experience according to Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. We do pray that the people will totally commit to work. Did you hear me? Wholeheartedly with you, and that you will form a dynamic spirit-filled teams. We are looking forward to hearing about healings, deliverances, restorations, and breakthroughs. We will always pray for you and my son in the Lord, Kurt, your greatest fan in the Gospels, Marcel and Irene Whip. Dear Pastor King, on behalf of the City Council, I would like to welcome you to Moreno Valley. With more than 186 residents, our city is one of the most diverse in the nation, featuring a family-oriented demographic and plenty of available land for future growth and job development. I invite you to participate in the community and city functions, and I look forward to working with you and the Imani Praise Fellowship Church. Welcome to Moreno Valley. Sincerely, William Stewart, Mayor of Moreno Valley. Dear Pastor King, on behalf of the Board of Education and the administration of the Moreno Valley Unified School District, welcome to Moreno Valley. The Imani Praise Fellowship Church has a history of working with the school district to serve youth in this city. While our mission and goals may vary, the essence of what we do is very similar. As a school district, we try to involve our students in the community to learn lifelong lessons of giving back. Young people who participate in community service truly make a difference in the lives of others. Pastor King, thank you for accepting the call to Imani Praise Fellowship Church in Moreno Valley. We look forward to working with you as we serve the youth of our community. Sincerely, Nicholas Ferguson, Superintendent of Schools, Moreno Valley Unified School District. What a true blessing to be able to be recognized by the people in the community. And Pastor, we want you to know that Imani is so already, we're going to anoint you today with the t-shirts of Imani, you and your wonderful husband and your family. And so we want to give these to you, and we also want to give you these recognitions to those who couldn't be here but want to say welcome to you, to the greatest church in the nation. God bless you. I want to, as I'm wearing dual roles, as I'm also, Pastor, I want you to know that I am one of your elders. Somebody ought to say amen. So I want to invite the elders of the church to come up right now, just the elders of the church, if they'll just come on up, all the elders of the church. And we've got a special presentation because we know that she's also an elder. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. And we are your elders. We're here to serve. Amen. Come on. All of the elders, we're here to serve. This is your leadership, your elders, and we are looking forward to praying with you and praying for you. And so we're going to ask, I know Greg, we've got, there he is. Come on, Greg. Amen. Come on through. We're going to invite our head elder as he shares a little bit. We've got some special presentations to you from our elders board.
Good afternoon, church. Good afternoon, pastor. We want you to know that we are so excited having you here at Humanity Praise Fellowship. We look forward in working with you and supporting you in ministry here. And we look forward in lifting up the name of Jesus more than ever before. As our mother said, we will evangelize the valley for Christ in our generation. I have the church supporting us, and we're ready to work. We're ready to move forward, and we're ready to go forth with this wonderful gospel. So we welcome you and we look forward in working with you. We also have a few tokens that we want to present to you today. If you would come forward at this time. Then we have this basket with a bunch of goodies that you can use for your office while you're here at the church. You can always snack on something. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we've got another gift that's on its way. Where is that gift? That we got a gift that we want to share with you. All right, praise the Lord. We've got another gift, and this gift specifically comes from the church and the elder board. And this gift is simply to say that we want to make sure that you have all the tools that you need to minister to us. So if you need to reach us, we want to make sure that you have that opportunity to reach us, and you can have it right at your fingertips. Why don't you pull up that iPad so she can see? Amen, amen. Somebody ought to say amen. We want to welcome you to the church, and we've got an iPad for you, and so we want to make sure that you locate us and you put us all the names of your members on here and all your elders. We simply say thank you, thank you, thank you. And in this, we got a flash drive. It's going to give you all the list of the membership and some of the policies and processes of the church, because we definitely are excited to have you here, but we definitely need you to call us up. All right? So you have, here you go, Pastor. We want to thank you so very much. We're going to put it all in here. Okay. All right. Oh, we have another gift? Yes, go ahead and give that. We want to, for your office. You haven't seen your office yet. It is incredible. No one has an office like she has an office. So, you know, you got to make sure that after the service and you eat dinner, make sure you stop by her office. It is incredible. I mean, I want you to know that the ladies of the church really worked hard. I mean, they did that for no one else. I said that real fast.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
So they're already welcoming her with loving arms. So we've got some office supplies as well that we're going to be giving you. That's also that you can put on your desk. I tell you, you know, we want to make sure that you're working, Pastor. All right. We've got something for her husband. We want to thank you. It's just a little token. Normally, you know, you get flowers for the spouse, but he's also a supportive minister and pastor. So we've got, instead of flowers, we've given you a little edible. Give him an edible flower. Amen. So he can eat that one. Praise the Lord, Pastor. This is Pastor Lord. But this is her day. Somebody ought to say amen. So we want to focus on you, Pastor, and your family. God bless you. Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
You know, Pastor King, ever since we knew that you were coming to Imani, I decided that we would give you a list of names of the members so you would know who your members are. I started working on this last November. Sad to say, it's not complete because we have some unruly members. Okay? Well, we're working on the final product. And so we just want to give you this little token here so you know what some of your members look like. Okay? And as soon as we have the rest of the members in shape, we'll have the completed directory for you.
Thank you, Pastor. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're just really excited about you. All right, thank you.
Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. I'm Pat Butler, head deaconess.
And I'm Dwayne Fulton, head deacon.
And we would like, we have a couple of presentations for our new pastor, Andrea King. Okay. One of them is the most important presentation today.
Well, that one, you know, is the one to get in and out of the church. Because without that, she would have to call Don. So what we're going to do is present her with the, could you open that for me, with the key to the church. Well, we hope that she likes it. I mean, it's a little different than what we would give the guy. So, and it's, go ahead. It's autographed by, we had it engraved, and it says from Imani on it. So she can always remember, hey, whenever she leaves, hey, we did give her something.
It's a beautiful, beautiful, even has a heart on there.
So it's like a little envelope that she can put inside. It's like a letter that you put inside. Oh, wow.
Okay, and on behalf of the deaconesses, you are a powerful woman with powerful words. And at this time, the ladies in Imani, most of us anyway, are reading a book. And I know you being a woman of powerful words, really don't need this, but we'd like to let you know what we're doing and we'd like for you to share it with us. And it is the power of a woman's word. Amen.